the message of grace cannot be reduced to sin management.
God does not speak for the fun of it. There's so much power in His word.
The Bible says, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace.
Gloria a Dios. El Señor. Gloria a Dios. Amen. Espíritu Santo, bienvenido a ese lugar. Jesucristo, bienvenido a ese lugar. Padre omnipotente, le gracia y amor. Bienvenido a ese lugar. You know the English version. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcoming this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art awesome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe I should take my Spanish seriously, man. That's seriously. Praise God. Let me tell you, you want to be a missionary, let me suggest the tribes you should learn. Arabic, Russian, Chinese, that's Mandarin, right? Spanish, yeah. I'm talking about the less saturated places where we need churches planted. We need apostles released into. I'm serious. You know, I was watching T.L. Osborne. He was handling a Bible school graduation. What they had for the gospel. That was before he passed 8 years ago. So that video should be around 10 years ago, around 2010. Amen. Kai, men have lived for this gospel. Yes, we can't do differently. You know, when T.L. had preached to the nations for decades, together with Daisy, Osborne, his wife, there were those couples who were both preachers. Amen. And then in 95, when Daisy passed, the money that was given by the life insurance was like $500,000, about $500. Amen. So the whole money, as he was receiving it, he sent it to Eastern Europe. You know, that was just shortly after the Iron Gates was open. Iron Curtain was open, and the dissolution of USSR and those Eastern European countries got open to the gospel. He asked the money, he didn't take anything, just sent it to Eastern Europe for books, okay, to be translated to Russia, amen, and sent into the countries. So when I read in the book, I started crying. I read it 2013, I started crying, amen. He just sent the money there. Books were translated into Russia. You know, most of the countries there of the former USSR could speak Russia, apart from their native Latvian, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Bekistan, all the stands there. Amen. Hallelujah. That could speak Russia. So he translated the book to Russia. Books, many books actually, and shipped them into the place. I say, what a heart. What a life. They didn't live for anything else. They lived only for the gospel. And then in that Bible school graduation, he was talking about how that, you know, he was in America. I was telling them, none of you young ministers should compete with other persons on the street. That there are places where there are no churches, there are no preachers, and they are looking for open doors. Okay, I mean, the doors are open, they are looking for people. Okay, just go there. And he was calling all the Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Czech, Latvia. Oh, glory to God. And then he could speak Spanish, and he said something that touched my heart, which is where I was going. I was talking about missionaries, right? He said, he wished he still had time to learn Russian language. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he says, most of the Spanish-speaking places have revivals going on, majorly South America. They have preachers and revivals going on, but these places need preachers. He said, I wish I could learn Russian right now. Okay, to go preach to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, young people, that was in the 70s. He says, may God make China beautiful to you. It's not the China of now that you know. He was a rugged communist China with poverty. He says, may God make China beautiful to you.
What is he saying? May God make mission beautiful to you. May he make the harvest fields beautiful to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you would like to be missionaries? Not missionary in village, amen. Amen. I say that for a reason, amen. You know, I was a mission secretary back on campus. I was a school mission secretary, and some people used to accuse me then that the way I'm going, I look like a missionary to New York, amen. Hallelujah, because I was disruptive in my thinking. Okay. And I told them that my argument is simple. In the last 20, 30 years, there's been a switch in the urban-rural population and statistics. How many of you have noticed that? Okay, before, 30% of humans lived in the urban and the suburbs of the urban metropolis, amen? And 70% lived in the rural areas. But currently, we have a reverse. The last time we went to your village, how many people did you see? Except at Christmas, amen? Praise God. No, talk to me now. So I'll say that, look, we will reach villages, and I did. Oh yeah, we went to places. I took them to places. Zarada, Sale, where did you guys go with us again? Nabadusi, Guanzongo village, you know, Bauchi. We rocked villages in Bauchi Plateau. I mean, places that will come out of the car, roll our trouser, and cross the waters, amen, because your car really can't pass. Praise God. You cross river, you sleep on mats in uncompleted buildings to preach the gospel. So I did those things. Amen. I did those things. Yes. We'll come and we'll be more than the population of the village. Amen. Do you understand? Okay. So there's a reverse in statistics. About 80% now live in the cities and the suburbs. That means the real mission fields now are the cities of the world. Yes, believe it or leave it. Yes, people are, there's a massive, especially in Africa and many nations of the world, there's a massive rural-urban shift. Very massive rural-urban shift. Okay? Very important. So that was what I saw then. And then they say I was a missionary to New York. Amen. Hallelujah. So how many of you like to be missionaries to the nations of the earth? You know, in your heart, God may send you. Now, smoke screen, you may not go there as a full-time missionary. You may go as a sports missionary. Like you, raise your hand. You're going to go as a sports missionary, that I know. Okay, you go as a professional, a practicing medicine, an instructor, an educationist. An ICT consultant, a business person, as a smokescreen, but you are there as a missionary. Okay, you are there as a missionary. You are not there to put body and soul together. You are there to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Okay, to have meetings, disciple people, plant churches, and then run your business, do your profession stuff and all that. How many of you, let me see your hand. Don't raise your hand if God did not call you. You sense in your heart, okay, that die of going abroad is not to go and flex. Amen. Let me see your hand. Thank you. Is that Prisca? Okay. Let me see your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Who else? I thought I say hand. 7. Okay. There's one here. Hallelujah. Oh, you want to go on honeymoon alone, of us? Amen. All right, praise God. May God make the harvest fields of the world beautiful to you. Okay, let's get into God's word. But we'll start from Isaiah 33:22. Glory to God, the government of grace. And after the teaching, we'll have a thanksgiving for Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel Ogbe. Amen. Hope they are around. All right, okay, praise God. They got wedded yesterday. Okay, I can see them there. Praise God. All right. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. 4. All right. So this is where we started our discussion from 2 weeks ago, talking about the government of grace. And somebody say, what has this scripture got to do with grace? At least it has something to do with government. Did you notice that? Can you see the three arms of government there? The Lord is our judge, that's what? Judiciary. The Lord is our lawgiver, that's what? The Lord is our king, that's what? All right, executive. So, and I said that the civilization of the world, okay, in different dispensation had always had to borrow from the spirit realm. That is why the stupidity of an atheist is extreme. Amen. Atheism is actually a declaration of limitation of knowledge. It's actually a declaration of the limitation of knowledge powered by pride. That's why they don't listen. You can see pride there because true knowledge comes with humility. Have you noticed? People that know are humble. So when somebody is too proud, he doesn't want to listen. We call it Dunning-Kruger effect. How many of you remember in psychology? Dunning-Kruger effect. The less someone knows, the louder sound they make. Do you understand? It's Dunning-Kruger effect. They don't let you talk. They know so little. Okay, that's the problem of the atheist. Amen? All right. Because even when you get to the realm of logic, and there was a time I did a little apologetics for you. It was a little. Okay. And I talked about how to verify truth. Okay. How to verify truth. I ran through a few things for you. I won't go through that today. And I said, so when we even apply it to what the atheist is saying, you know that he's confused. Praise God. All right. History shows, current reality shows. You know what Daniel says? He says, in the last days, knowledge shall be increased. He didn't say knowledge shall increase. That means there's a personality behind the increase of knowledge. It's like, how come humans were on earth for thousands of years? They couldn't discover certain things. Until suddenly, within a short period of time, there were inventions. There were discoveries. You think it happened by itself? No. 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 If man progressed to, if monkeys and gorillas progress to human, how come we've not seen another gorilla, amen, transform to monkeys, praise God, in the same condition, in the same earth? Hallelujah. <Yeah. laughs> Are we together? Praise God. So when you pay attention, you will figure that the best of human civilization had to outsource wisdom from the spirit realm. And that is a reality. They had to, every dispensation from the Egyptian civilization, they had an input from a covenant man called Joseph. Okay, to the Babylonian civilization, they had an input from covenant people. Some of them were Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. Praise God. All right, so the Grecian civilization to the Roman civilization, you can read it to what we have currently as American superpower. There's none of those you will go through and you won't see people outsourcing wisdom from the invisible realm. Do you understand? From the visible realm. Glory to God forevermore. Very important. So when you think about it closely, you will see that, look, the things we have working on the earth actually came from the Lord, directly or indirectly. Read your history books very well. The foundation of what we have as science and technology today came from men who knew God, or offsprings of men who knew God. Major discoveries and inventions. Okay, go and find out. It's not sporadic. It's almost just coincidence. You are not. That's not intelligent enough. Amen. Science, things of cause and effect. And there is comparison in science, observation, and draw conclusion. Are we together? So you should be able to have a stronger argument, which will not even stand. Praise God. So my point is, when you hear judiciary, executive, legislature, you can say that they got it from the Bible. Amen. And the founder that, look, this is the balance of power. Okay, and it's scriptural. In the first service or so, I took you to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 and 5. You see, there are diversities of gifts. The same spirit. One, differences of administration. The same Lord. Two, diversities of operations, but the same God. Three, can you see? He's showing us that balance again. So there's operations by God. There is administration by the Lord Jesus. And then there's the distribution as gifts. Oh, by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And so that power balance did not start from Democrata. Glory to God. All right, so we said, according to scriptures, when you look at grace, okay, grace has these three expressions. Grace has a judicial expression. That means there's a legal framework to the workings of grace. Are we together? There's a legal framework to the workings of grace. When we say, oh, the grace of God has done this for me. Oh, unmerited favor. Oh, in him we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And sometimes when people are not well taught, they think that the gospel is cheap. They think that the provisions that God has made for us is cheap. No, it's not cheap. It's free. It's free because somebody paid for it. Have it together. God did not wake up as, okay, man has fallen. Maybe next week I'll go into tell you a little story about redemption. I'll run through from Genesis to you to Revelation. I'll just do like a thread, like a story of redemption. And what happened from the cross to the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. So after Adam committed treason in the Garden of Eden, and yes, that was what he did. He was treason. He was treason. He handed his authority to Satan and fell from grace. He fell from the glory of God. He lost consciousness of the divine realm. He became conscious of the physical realm. Death began to walk in his spirit, and over time that death walked until it overtook his body. And it took him 960 something years before he died. He died physically, but he actually died spiritually the day he committed treason. Praise God. And God set up a legal framework. He couldn't just come and say, okay, Adam, you are forgiven. I transform you. I give you eternal life. Okay, Satan. No. He just is a just judge. Okay. A law has been broken. There has to be punishment. Have it together. Now, when you have that legal framework toward grace began to accomplish and accomplished, you will live in perpetual victory, because your approach from life will be with certainty and specificity. The reason why many believers still have confusion in their minds when you say your sins are forgiven, you are the righteousness of God, your healing is paid for, your prosperity, the chastisement for your peace was upon him, God has done all that he needs to do for you, your job now is to receive, and people have issues believing is primarily the lack of the understanding of this legal framework to the workings of grace. And it's really a legal framework. That means God as a just God. Remember, he's our judge. He is the supreme judge of the court of the universe. That means he cannot break his own law. Amen. Remember, he's both a judge and a king. So there are things he does as a king. There are things he does as a judge. There are things he does as a lawgiver. Amen. So as a judge, he needed to go through a justice system to obtain man's redemption. Praise God. And to deliver man from the consequence or the consequences of the treason he committed in the garden. Have it together. So he began to set that legal precedent. This is what we call a judicial expression of grace. And we'll use one term for it. Redemption. Redemption. Oh, redemption. Now, it wasn't because Satan was so powerful and held us captive. No, and God was afraid of him. No, it was about meeting the demands of justice. You can write it somewhere. Meeting the demands of justice. Someone say redemption. So Satan held us captive and God has to pay. No, the payment is meeting the demands of justice. Justice had the demand. It wasn't about Satan. And for those demands of justice to be met, blood had to be given. Because the only cure to sin is blood. He's a law in the universe to bring balance and equilibrium. That when sin is committed, the ransom, sin brings death. And the cure to death is life. And the life of every living thing is in the blood. Can you see? That's why you notice, even in the old covenant, blood of bulls and goats had to be given to solve the sin problem temporarily. Because the life force of those animals were not enough to provide permanent solution until the incarnation. When Jesus came, who had the power of an endless life, his blood could provide an eternal redemption because his life is eternal. Did you get that? So why were the blood of bulls and goats? Why couldn't they solve the problem? The life force was short. So high as 1 year, they had to come back again. So the atonement, what they call Yom Kippur, had to happen from year to year. But look at the interesting thing. You know, I like to tell Christians this. After every season of atonement, when the high priest of the children of Israel goes into the Holy of Holies, offers sacrifice for sin, lays his hand on the sacrificial goat, lays his hand on the scapegoat, sending by the hand of the worthy man into the wilderness. And it takes the sacrificial goat, and it comes, and the sacrifice is accepted. The whole of the Jewish nation was free to prosper. They were free to prosper for 1 year. Their sins were forgiven for 1 year. My God. That means there was no imputation of sin to them because of blood of animal. How much more? How much more? The blood of Jesus, who through the eternal spirit offered himself. He says he's able to cleanse your conscience from every dead work so that you can serve the living God. How much more? How much more? We have a speaking blood. Are you here? We have a speaking blood. The Bible says we have an altar. We have a shrine. Oh, glory to God. And there's blood upon that altar in the heavens. Oh, there's blood upon the altar. And that blood is for you. Blood is speaking for you. Sin no longer stops a believer. It is ignorance of the provision that stops a believer. No, let me stand up and say it very well. In case you didn't hear me. Are you ready to hear now? As we are now, sin is not the believer's problem. I say, my greater, say, Pastor, if I can just stop womanizing, my problem will be solved. You by yourself cannot stop womanizing. And by the way, what's that word? What does it mean, womanizing? Where did they get it from? Pastor, if I can just stop drinking alcohol, I know God will accept me. My problem will be solved. You in yourself, until you see that the provision has been made for the power of sin to be broken. The provision is not being made. The provision has been made. God will not forgive you. God has forgiven you. And in that forgiveness is your freedom from sin and your dominion over sin. Are you here? That means even when a Christian has a bad, what we call sinful habit, what is the way out? Is it self-ability? Is it behavioral modification? You will fall again and again and again. If you cannot see the lamb slain, if you cannot see Christ evidently set forth and crucified, you can never break the power of that habit. Are we here? But the moment you see that himself took, he said, who by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. When you see that, look, oh, God has done something about the sin problem. You'll be awakened to the fatherhood of God. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness. That means when there's an awareness of the righteousness of faith, the power of sin is broken. This is how believers break sinful habits. It's not been taught for many years. Only a few people teach it. And this is why sin is so... Forget the people that pretend, oh, hey, a lot of people, even the place where they say they are preaching righteousness. The righteousness they are preaching is work. You hear things there. That's why you see some pastors wearing charm. Amen. I know we're online. I can't tell some stories. Let me not call it denomination. All of these are Orthodox denomination up north. Should I say this story? Let me not say. Just know that there's no other empowerment apart from this revelation of the righteousness of faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not by pretending and harassing people to live right. If they are not empowered to live right by revelation, they cannot live right. Because right living is a product of right believing. If you don't believe right, you can't live right. It will be self-effort and it will not help. Do you know how many so-called Christians now, because of this, all these insecurities, have gone to the village to do charms? As though the power of God doesn't work. And it's because we have presented a religious Christ. We have not presented a relevant Jesus. When you know that you have a shrine in heaven with blood speaking, and you have a high priest, your own babalawos are on earth. Your own babalawo is in heaven. The Bible says we have a high priest that is passed into the heavens. Kalabaya. Oh, kapa te kapa. Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. Babalawo, I just mean high priest. Amen. Your own high priest is in heaven. He said, whoever lives to make intercessions,
intercession. He ever lived to make intercession. Where would the charm affect you from? Where would it come from to kill you? How? From where? From where? Where would it come from? They say they charmed you, you sat on a charm and then you fell sick. Or you mad charm and your leg are swollen. If you put charm for me as I'm stepping on it, whatever you put there will be transmitted to you. It's natural. I don't need to fast and pray. It's a knowing. Charm. You throw me arrow, you and your children will suffer for correction. Are we here? But believers were not taught this. And this is why, if you are not armed with this knowledge, you enter politics, you would die like a chicken. Or you want to rise in oil and gas, in industries. This is why some of the Christians, they had to join cults. I'm telling you why now. Because they were in churches, they will sing him, oh, the Lord bless you. What happened? Don't do this again. Oh, what are you talking about? They have to be empowered with the revelation of kingdom power systems. They are power systems. And this force of redemption is one of the power systems. Are you here? You must learn how to enter the altar in heaven, making cartations on top of the blood sacrifice that you already have. In Africa, when they do politics, do you know how many people they kill? It's popular knowledge. Eh? One of our beloved states, somebody came back from the UK, normal Christian, he wanted to be governor. he learned the lessons. Are you with me? Somebody killed seven virgins. You are just saying the Lord will help us. You know, we just want good intention. We want to do good for these people. Can they just, and you are complaining. All this thing, the system is corrupt. You are complaining. Learn the way of power. And how to generate power. And it's the same thing, not just politics. You know, I have a friend in oil and gas. He told me, he said, the demons in oil and gas, the encounters he had before he broke into the tens of millions, the encounters he had in visions, in dreams, in his house, in his office. He told me, not third person talk. Because that thing you are looking for, somebody else is looking for it. And when there is money, sacrifices increase. But Christians don't understand. That's why they are small. They don't understand. You'll be left with market money, only market money. We'll call it maintenance money. You can't break forth mightily to help people and help the body of Christ until you understand these things. We have a high priest. We have an altar. Are you here? There's a legality to redemption. That God set forth his son and crucified him. And through that sacrifice, power has been released. Power over sin and death has been released. I told you last week that we must approach the revelation and the teaching of grace from the standpoint of dominion. Empowerment, rather. Oh, it's the same thing. Empowerment over sin and death. So when you hear grace being preached, it is not about sin management. It's not sin management. Okay, when you mention grace, that's what many people think. Oh, even when you sin, God has forgiven your sin. It is level one. Amen. That's not what you must approach it from the standpoint of empowerment over sin and death. And death itself. Because that's what the Bible teaches. Amen. That's what the Bible teaches. Praise God. It's there in scriptures. And it's on this revelation we rise in power. We rise in authority. Especially in Africa. Don't wait and say, okay, I didn't do him anything. I'm just a nice guy, I'm a nice woman, I'm a nice man. You know, people believe that if I don't have good intention towards people, if I don't have bad intentions towards people, nobody will have bad intentions towards me. Ah, your journey is far. Your journey is far. In fact, God will help you by keeping you small. Because with that mindset, if certain blessings come on your life, you'll be so naive until they kill everybody in your house. You don't know that even your security man can be angry that you are prosperous. Security man that you are helping with job. In life, don't be naive. The Bible says, be as wise as serpent. The wisdom of the serpent, I'll teach you about it. You say, if I know how bad, what did I do to people? Why would they do this to me? There are people that just hate you because you are you. And there's no naivety. You must be ready for war. You must be ready to engage the powers of the kingdom. Don't do that naive Christianity in this end time. Because the more visible, the more blessed you get, the more desperate the devils get. Why? They know what a blessed Christian can do. When I meet young people who are saying, is that God? Maybe people who were raised in church, is that God? Yes, it is. First of all, I don't just get angry. I laughed. I say, you have not started anything. You have not started anything. That's why they run mad. I have a young man who is an elder brother. I've known him before. An elder brother to one of my mentees. All the guys who follows me. He's a pastor too. I mean, he went to Europe and start talking about there is no God. Confused. He ran mad. I had to pray for him. That was 3 years ago. When he came back, I had to take him to psychiatry hospital. That's one out of many. Are you kidding me? I said, yeah, but I know this guy now. I knew him from campus. He was my junior in school. Where did he get all those thinking there's no God from? He never had convictions and persuasions. That's why I told you, you will sit down and get persuaded about this gospel. You know what the apostles say, disciples say? He said, we cannot but speak the things which you have seen ahead. He said, that which our eyes have seen, that which you have heard, that which our hands have handled of the word of life. He said, for the life was manifested and we have seen it. That eternal life which was with the Father from the beginning. You will see that one and assure your heart of the reality of the Christus. So that no human civilization can intimidate you. That I go to Dubai and everything is working fast. You say, my God. I look after you in Nigeria, we pray very well. Our things are not even working. You are a child. You are a child. You are a child. Do you know what success is by God's definition? It is by skyscrapers and abyss systems that work. A dear prophet was in London. He was casting the devil this from a white man. The devil spoke Yoruba out of a white man. He said, ah, what are you doing here? He said, ah, we are here. Jabalagavaya. He said, we are here. Marco Petosa. Life is primarily spiritual. Life is not social. Life is spiritual. Life is not social, sir. Ma, life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. No, I'm serious. So I can give you stories of young men after another story. Young men and women who went in this stupid intellectual direction and ran mad. Because you are dealing with real devils. You say, is that God? You think life is intellectual. Let me give you a story to calm you down. For those of you who are ICT and you're feeling you are hearing new things. Mark Zuckerberg was under pressure to sell Facebook. Yes, some of you must have heard the story. He was under pressure to sell Facebook. Serious pressure. The giant had come after him. And then Steve Jobs met him and said, let me take you to India. Real life, you can Google it. They went to India and came back. That was the end. You know, Steve Jobs is a Buddhist. You are aware, right? You'd be stupid to be thinking those atheist things. Foolish. Life is 100% spiritual. He may come and tell you, okay, he was skillful. He was coding. He was more coordinated than his classmate. That's why he's running free. They took him to India. Go and find out. What do you think they went to do? To greet? Masha Kabayas. They went to engage another technology. They went to engage another technology. That man is beyond coding. It's beyond Harvard Business Review. Life is spiritual. And we have an advantage. It's a redemption. It's a redemption. It's a redemption. forget to publicly they come and tell you that, okay, just do your work well, hire the right people and all that. But when you dig deep, you will see occasional interface with the spirit realm. Interface with the spirit realm. High occultic practices. And then they want to block your brain because you are in programmers, developers, community. Better wake up from that sleep. Are you here? Our advantage is in redemption. We have a speaking blood. Listen, in life, something must be speaking for you. It's compulsive. No man stands by himself. No. Every man must stand by his sacrifice. You must know the altar. I told you, life is powered by altars and sacrifices. Powered by altars and sacrifices. Are you kidding me? Powered. But, eh? If I don't know this thing, I would have died by now. See that? I went to my father's village about 20 years ago. I was a young man. I laid down on my father's couch. As the house in the village. I laid down there. I wasn't sleeping. Suddenly my eyes were open. I was digging a grave. One man tapped me and said, "This is your grave you are digging. You are telling me life is not spiritual." Shabalaka patosa. I stood up. I said, "It cannot be my grave. It's yours and your children. It cannot be mine." Of course, then I was already filled with the Holy Ghost and all that. It cannot be. But you think that is normal? That's how you hear that a young man went to the village and died on the couch. And then you be explaining. If I were to do autopsy, they say maybe the heart failed. You know, when spiritual things happen, they are natural explanations. They are natural explanations. Look at Job now. When things started happening, you can explain that, oh, robbers came and stole his this. Suddenly, this one died. The house collapsed. Maybe the structural engineer did not do a good job. That also happened. You will explain it naturally, but make up your mind that your only explanation will be in the supernatural. Is somebody hearing me? They will explain it. They say, "Oh, they even did autopsy. It was heart failure. It was heart attack. Amen. Something suddenly happened. There was that's those are human explanations. And never let Satan keep you at that realm of explaining failures, explaining defeat. No, rise with your advantage in this covenant. Rise. Rise." You know, this business is going like this because of the family I came from. You know, in Jos, people don't really have purchasing power. You're lying, you know. There is money in this Jos. You know, a dear man of God came into town some time ago and people packed money. I'm talking about packed money. That's millions, bags, money, plenty money I were giving him. No, me, I told myself there's money in this town. He came from another town. There's money packed. There's money in Jos. Don't be deceived. Only increase your value. There's money in Jos. Increase the value you add. Are you kidding me? There's money in Jos. Don't deceive yourself. Oh. Just people are just conservative in the land. When you start opening accounts, there's money. Don't explain things away. Don't explain things away. We have an advantage in this covenant. That is our advantage. In him we have redemption. And it didn't come cheap. It's free. And that free is because somebody paid for it. You know, when I say, "This is my S10 now." Okay, X. iPhone X, right? Take. Okay, it's not because he was floating on the street. He was bought with money. I just say, I don't want anybody to claim this phone. You see, I'm not stretching it to anybody. Amen. You say, "Pastor, amen." Praise God. Hallelujah. It may come to you for free, but somebody paid for it. So, in him we have redemption. But somebody legally paid for it. So watch this. Your healing was paid for. Your health was paid for. Your prosperity was paid for. your advancement in life and career has been paid for. Amen. And that's what I want you to see in this teaching. That there is a legality to the things we teach. God did not just come, I'm God Almighty, oh yeah, Satan, die. No, he provided, he met the demands of justice. So when you go to pray, prayer is a legal adventure. Aya. Prayer is providing evidence. So be a good lawyer.
Oh God, Obakaya Bataya.
When you appear before the court of heaven, is it that next level? Is this something you want to defeat? Something you want to break out from? Something you want to break into? Be a good lawyer. Carry your evidence from the word. Know that, look, there's a legality to this. Sir, according to the scriptures, in him I have redemption through his blood, the aphesis of sin. According to the scriptures, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That means I cannot be kept on the ground by the force that keeps men on the ground. I can rise. It doesn't matter my background, I can rise. It doesn't matter the color of my skin, my height, the size of my nose, the kind of course I read, the kind of school I went to. Because of this blood, I can rise. The blood is your advantage. Christ is a great equalizer. That means if you went to Gbomo Primary School, it doesn't matter anymore. You can be world best. It doesn't mean go out of the, you know, that people still think in their mind because their tribe is a minority tribe in a minority state, they cannot amount to anything. You don't know Jesus. I came to announce to you, Christ is a great equalizer. And the covenant, this redemption is your advantage. It has put you on the world stage. Are you here? Kai, I have my message. You have not preached it. I'll just read one verse out of it so that I can see this. Give me Amplified, Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Amplified, Romans 4, 13. Amplified. My God, look at this. For the promise to Abraham and his posterity, that he should inherit the world. Are you part of the seed? He says, Abraham and his seed, when you read it from another translation. Abraham and his seed. This should be Amplified Classic. If you have the regular Amplified, it's fine. But you know what posterity means? What is the promise? You should inherit what? Terminus. Talk to me now. Terminus. Agwanshanu. Agwarukuba. Are you talking to me? Television. I'm talking to Kaduna people in my mind. Sorry. Where is around here again? Habatua. For the promise to Abraham and his seed that he should inherit where? The world. You see why natural Jews are very prosperous. They think the world. But it's now for believers to start thinking the world. Because Christians are the seed of Abraham. Yes, sir. In fact, we are the true seed of Abraham. When you read Ephesians 5, you see the tale of two kingdoms. In Ephesians 4, of two mountains. It talks about the Jerusalem, which is on earth, which is in bondage with her children. And then it talks about the Jerusalem, which is from above, which is the mother of us all, comparing Sarah and Haggai. Are we together? That means we are the descendants of the Jerusalem, which is from above. For the promise to Abraham and to his seed that he should inherit the world did not come through observing the commands of the law, but through what? Talk to me, but through what? But through what? That means righteousness is your right to the nations. And it tells you the righteousness of faith. Rise to your feet. Time is gone. Oh, Father, we thank you. Lesumalata batisaya. Are you blessed this morning? Father, thank you. We give you glory and honor. We are your righteousness. Just lift your hands. Let me just pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let our hearts burn the fire of this truth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we go conquering and to conquer with the fire of this truth. In the name of Jesus, we are blessed and we are a blessing. In the name
of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may come put our hands together very quickly. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may come and rise to our feet very quickly. Have the titles up. Let's take our offerings. Thank you, Lord. Mako Patosa. Kai.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let's celebrate Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as you stand, just celebrate your senior pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, sir, for always giving. Hallelujah. Tithers, please hurry forward and you can sit down as you package your tithes. I mean, your offerings. Amen.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.